Lehigh Valley Press, Friday, October 20th, 2017. Late Night Comics Make It at State by Deb Boylan, special to the press. A comic is said to be on the path of making it in showbiz once they have booked a spot on a late night TV talk show. During the heyday of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, an appearance there could launch a comedian's career, especially if the legendary talk show host asked the comic to take the couch after their set. At minimum, being able to add, as seen on the such-and-such TV show, after one's name can increase a comedian's bookings at rooms and provide club owners with a valuable tag on the marquee to fill seats. The State Theater of Easton hosts Comics of Late Night TV at 8 p.m. October 20. Taking the stage for the evening's performance are Carmen Lynch, John Fish, and Sean Eli. There are headshots of each of the three of the comedians. "We've got two great comics I love working with," says Eli during a recent telephone call. "They have practically the same resume. They've been on Comedy Central, they've been on The Late Show with David Letterman, and they've been on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Colbert is kind of an honor because he's only been doing the show for 3 years, so there haven't been that many comedians on the show so far. While Eli has not had any appearances on late night TV programs, you more than likely have heard a joke or two he's written. He sold jokes to Jay Leno when the comedian took over as host of The Tonight Show following the retirement of Johnny Carson. He has also sold monologue material to other late night talk show hosts. Leno has referred to Eli as an author of smart comedic material. Eli also has the noteworthy distinction of having had two of his letters but to the editor of the New York Times published on the same day, June 2nd, 1991. The three comedians each have their distinct styles of stand-up. The thing about working with comics that have been doing this a long time is you never know what they're going to say when they get up there, Eli says. He has been performing with Lynch and Fish for a decade. "I can tell you what I talk about is my family, things that have happened to me, and stories. My style is sort of a mishmash of everything." Carmen's had a pretty interesting life. She's lived back and forth between Spain and the United States, and John is from a very foreign background. He's from Massachusetts. When asked about his experience performing on the late night TV stage, John says, "Letterman was my first, and so it was a big deal. I was so nervous. I'm from Boston. My dad was going to come down to New York City, but I was too nervous to be worrying about him traveling down, so he stayed at home. When I finished, he was my first phone call. He said, 'I'm outside.' He had taken the train down to surprise me when I was done. I was nervous with performing on Letterman because that was the dream and my first big TV set. But for the Colbert set, I knew I'd be nervous, but also I knew I'd like my parents to come see one of these late night appearances. And they did come down. It was nice to have that." Fish's comedic material includes personal experiences, his family, navigating life in New York City, and growing mellower with age as he journeys through his 40s. Fish is not new to performing in the Lehigh Valley. He has performed in Bethlehem at Lehigh University on several occasions and at Steel Stacks. In 2005, he also performed at the State Theater in the Nobodies of Comedy Tour. "I'm just happy to be there at the State Theater. It's always good audiences in Pennsylvania, and I'm looking forward to it." Eli hopes people won't miss the opportunity to see the comics of late night TV on stage. "I would like to be able to tell them, the audience, the tickets are free and we are going to be handing out $100 bills at the door, but unfortunately that's not the case. What I will tell them, though, is that they are way going to get their money's worth, and it's a lot of fun. Tickets, State Theater Center for the Arts Box Office, 453 Northampton Street, Easton, statetheater.org. And their phone numbers. And this was a cover story.